Are we ready?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's grand to be on here. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Wow, give yourselves a hand. How about that? Good way to start. By the way, folks out there in Radioland, it's time for
Minnesota Hospital.
And now,
Minnesota Hospital. The continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. And that's the way it is. Today we find the staff at Minnesota Hospital trying to obtain funding for a new performance center somewhere in Eagan, where the surgeons can practice before the real surgery. We find Dr. Gil Whitney and Dr. Helen Trent today in consultation somewhere in the darkened linen halls at the State Fair Hospital Satellite Clinic.
Oh, Helen.
Gil.
You're so sweet, Helen. Helen, your perfume, it's delicious. Is that Eau de Sweet Martha chocolate chip cookie fragrance I am detecting?
Well, it was on your bucket list.
Like a bucket of sweet Martha's. Oh, Helen, that is so thoughtful.
You know what, Gil?
Tell me what, my little blueberry rhubarb cobbler.
You know why I don't need Twitter?
No. Why don't you need Twitter?
Because I'm already following you.
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney.
Not now, intern.
Our Minnesota Hospital columnist from the Minnesota Hospital Tribune has a question.
Let me ask you a question, Whitney. If love is blind, how come lingerie is so popular?
And you know we meant lingerie. You ran all the way down here to tell me that?
No, he ran all the way down to tell Helen I need some advice.
Why, it's staff optometrist and ophthalmologist Dr. Lash Floater. Why are all you people down here at the same time?
Hey, because some jerk caused a traffic jam in the hallways.
Traffic jam in the hallways?
Yeah, there was a big rear-ender in proctology. Well, there was.
If you're involved, I don't deny that. What did you need, Helen, Dr. Lash Floater, for anyway?
Are you in a relationship with Dr. Floater?
Not anymore.
What happened?
I don't know.
Go on.
I invited this girl I liked over to my house for a 7-course meal. She said, "Sounds great. What are we having?" I said, "A pizza and a 6-pack."
I think I am seeing the problem.
Anyway, she comes over. It's going pretty well. And I said, "I love you so much, I could never live without you." My girlfriend giggled and asked, "Is that you talking or the beer?" I said, "It's me talking to the beer."
You know, it kind of sounds like a storybook romance, and the author is Stephen King.
Excuse me, exactly. Excuse me, losers. Let's go back to work, people. We need to raise some money for the practice facility.
Like the Wild have?
You're on very thin ice, crazy intern. He's the crazy intern. I like to call him crazy intern.
Why, it's Dr. Administrator Trump.
That's right. We need some way to make money out here at the fair and use it to build our new medical practice center in Eagan. Beautiful Eagan.
How about...
He didn't finish yet, intern.
I told you, he's a crazy intern. I'm talking about, I like to call it, everyone's calling it the Minnesota Hospital Performance Center. Intern.
Oh, now it's my turn. How about juggling bedpans performed for the crowds out there, like at the State Fair Clinic?
You were really affected by that rear end. But it's a great idea. It's a fantastic idea. It's a beautiful idea. As the juggling bedpanners play, then we could have the fairgoers jump in a giant haystack and search for a real needle. It'll be fantastic.
Well, yeah, how about we do something like the crazy maze at Adventure Park, only ours will be an intestine, and you have to figure your way out.
How about those giant drop balls at all the big amusement parks?
You mean like the drop of doom at Six Flags?
No. Well, only we would design ours to look like a pair of boxer shorts and...
And when you enter through the room that says physical, boom, suddenly the giant boxer shorts drop.
No.
We could x-ray their wallets on the way in and see who can buy the most in the gift shop on the way out.
Oh, Gil, I can't believe you're getting wrapped up in all this nonsense. Cut it out.
Wait a minute. Cut it out? Cut it out. It's a great idea, Helen. Just like the cheese carving at the Moo Booth, only we'll give fairgoers a chance to cut out their favorite body parts from a piece of Velveeta. I love the Velveeta.
I like that. And then we could deep fry it and sell body parts on a stick.
He's crazy. He's crazy, but he's brilliant.
How about instead of the Moo Booth, we have the Flu Booth?
Yes. Yeah, and instead of the State Fair sing-along, we could have orthopedics department put everyone in a sling for the giant sling-a-thon.
Yes.
Oh, Gil.
And in conjunction with the Horticultural Society's potted plant show, we would have the medicinal potted plant show.
And think of the munchies we could sell.
Yes.
I can see it now. I mean, after all, I am an optometrist. You get it? See it now? Wake those guys up in the back. I don't like to brag, but I am up to my eyeballs and ideas.
All right, settle down, losers. Let's go into the Situation Room and tape some of these things we were talking about.
Oh, Dr. Administrator Trump! Dr. Administrator!
Look, crazy intern, we are very busy. Be quick.
Amorosa is here, and she wants an immunization.
You mean immunization?
Immunization is what I'm saying.
You tell Amorosa there's a shortage, and Michael Cohen got the last one, okay?
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney!
What is it, intern?
There's a patient in ER who's struck in the groin with a golf ball. What should I do?
Tell him not to play it where it lies.